It's time now for the Patty Conklin Show, exclusively on HealthyLife.net Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to the Patty Conklin Show. I am so thankful that you're here today, so excited to feel your energy and to be around you and have you join me today with Joseph Selby. I just love Joseph's work, and I love hearing from him. We've done a few shows together, and I know that this one will be as dynamic as others. Thank you again for being here, and I want to tell you just a little bit about Joseph Selby. Joseph enjoys making the complex and obscure simple and clear. He's the author of Breakthrough: The Limits of the Brain, How Neuroscience Supports Spiritual Experience, The Physics of God, which I think is what we talked about last time, A Unification of Science and Religion. A dedicated Kriya Yoga meditator for over 50 years. He's taught yoga, meditation, and universal experiential spirituality throughout the U.S. and Europe. Joseph is just all over between the United States and Europe, and we're just really honored to have him on the show today. We want to get into a little bit of the physics of miraculous healing, and I know that, you know, I've certainly seen that in my own practice, those miraculous healings, and I'd love to talk about the science that supports that. So, Joseph, welcome. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
Great. So, let's hear in your own words. How did you kind of get to where you are today? What's the story behind you?
Well, a quick version is that I discovered the teachings of Paramahansa Yogananda when I was in college a long time ago, over 50 years ago. And I discovered, to my delight, because I had a strong scientific background, that in Yogananda's teachings, which, you know, cover the depth and breadth of our higher being and higher consciousness, higher awareness that is possible for us, he nonetheless himself used Western science to support and explain those teachings. So I was delighted to discover that I could embrace a deep spiritual teaching without having to give up science.
Right. Where you studied at the University of Colorado, studied physics, chemistry, and microbiology. What piece fit the best with you in Yogananda, or all of the above? I mean, what part of your science training really fit into Yogananda's teaching?
Well, I think then and now, the discipline of science that is most supportive of subtle spiritual teachings is physics. You can see that support in any science, really, but physics in particular is very energy-oriented, particularly the more advanced disciplines of physics, like quantum physics and M-theory. They really are based in the notion that matter is an illusion. Matter is made of energy that is moving in stable patterns, and that the deeper reality of matter is, in fact, that it's energy that is interconnected with all the other energies in the entire universe.
Right. It seems like people, I mean, as much as it's been written about and spoken about and so on for centuries, it seems like people still struggle with the awareness that energy is everywhere, because it's not tangible to them. So maybe they have more of a challenge. how do you help people understand the quantum physics of it in terms of energy being everywhere, even though they're not feeling it necessarily?
Well, our senses are created or designed or function only to reveal to us the materiality, the physical side of the reality in which we are immersed. So it's very common for people to have difficulty with the notion that what they're perceiving is illusory or not real in some way. And what I like to say is it's not that matter isn't real. It just isn't what it seems. So you're perceiving something that is there, is real, operates, functions in a lawful way, but that your senses alone can't see the deeper layer, as you were saying, of reality that is energy-based. And for that, it's better to try to discover that and experience that through tools like meditation, tools that deliberately help you tune in beyond sensory perception.
Right. I mean, it's so important that people, I think, take time during the course of the day to meditate and really feel what's taking place inside of them and around them and kind of get a healthy relationship going with that energy, with that matter. Talk to me about how that translates into the physics of miraculous healing.
So according to Western medicine, modern medicine, miraculous healing is impossible. That the extraordinarily rapid healing that can be the result of what people, think of as divine intervention, divine involvement with their healing, or just simply extraordinarily rapid physical change that may not be so obviously connected to any kind of divine connection. Either one, when you realize how much of the atoms and molecules in the physical body had to change in that extraordinary manner, Western medicine says that that's just not possible. Atoms and molecules can't change that fast, and yet they do. So if it's true, and there's plenty of evidence that it is true, then there has to be a deeper science than modern medicine that can explain it. So what I found in my interest and my researches into science today and physics especially is that modern medicine just simply hasn't integrated discoveries that do support rapid change. So for example, in one of quantum physics' central principles is something called wave-particle duality. And put in simpler layman's terms, it means that the energy that makes up matter can behave also like waves of energy, or it can behave like matter. It's a sort of a Jekyll Hyde ability that energy has. It can masquerade as matter, or it can behave like waves of energy. And in fact, that, according to the findings, the discoveries of quantum physics, this back and forth transformation takes place often, frequently, and that it can take place just as readily now in the body as it can take place in some, you know, laboratory, that it, our reality of our body is that it's always going back and forth between matter and energy, behaving like matter, behaving like energy. And this gives us one of the biggest hints of how it is possible to change so fast, because energy is more mutable. Energy is not constrained by that sort of physical interaction of atoms and molecules, and can therefore change instantly.
So in having that energy change and having the matter change, the molecules and atoms and so forth, is there a specific belief system that people need to have, or is it the frequency of the matter that the frequency of the matter just kind of combining with the frequency of a body, let's say, of the energy in the body. Is there a need to have those two match, or a belief within the idea of miraculous healing?
Well, I think there's no particular belief system in the sense of you have to think that these things are possible in order for them to be operating in your life at all, because they are operating all the time. That we are continuously, whatever thought we have, whatever emotion we have, especially whatever deep convictions we hold, are continuously influencing our body, whether we know about it or not, or whether we understand it or believe that it's possible. We are, in a very real way, you could say, we are walking miracles.
Yeah.
We are working the same laws that can result in extraordinarily rapid change. We are working every moment to create and sustain and maintain the physical bodies that we are aware of on a day-to-day basis. So we're always working those laws, but unless you, I think, appreciate them more, you might want to be able to believe in them, if you will, believe in the possibility of these laws in order to more deliberately, more methodically use them for your own benefit.
Yeah. Yeah. What about someone who is, you know, into meditation, been doing it for years, you know, still ill, you know, not getting better, not seeing the results of their positive thoughts and inputs and so forth? Does the soul play a part in this, in soul path, or is that outside of the aspect of energy and matter?
Well, I think that there are deeper levels of laws, if you will, that don't originate or don't appear to us to be operating in this physical world, but that nonetheless have a huge influence on us. So if, as I believe, we live many lifetimes, then what we bring into this life can have been deeply influenced by our beliefs and actions in a previous life. And this is just a more elaborate way of saying that we come into life with karmic tendencies. We come into life with a possibility of being able to do things, and also the possibility of, you know, limits on what we think is possible. And so sometimes even with the best intention, as you say, meditating, thinking positively, doing many of the things that are typically recommended for us to achieve our highest best, we are, limited by illnesses that we can't explain. And I think that what they represent, what they are manifesting from, are prior lifetime deeply held convictions about our health. It's just at such a deep level that it's hard to get at. But I do think even that can be overcome. You don't have to just accept that because you had this conviction from a previous life that you have no power over it. It just, by recognizing it, it may make the, give you the, you know, the patience and determination to just keep going, keep trying, keep,
right.
In fact, trying to achieve your highest best.
Wow. Wow. And so, because I do hear a lot from people saying, well, you know, I brought this in from a past life, or it's in my DNA. You know, we've had, you know, cancer in the women, for the, you know, breast cancer for the last three generations. What makes me believe I'm not going to get it? And I think a lot of it, from my standpoint, is obviously belief and the positive thoughts that they don't need to necessarily get it and so forth. But I think that there's so many different levels and layers that come in. It takes effort to dig into those, to shift energies. What do you say to people that, you know, are just convinced they're going to get something because it's genetically predisposed, versus just understanding their own energy body? And how do we help people understand that?
It's a tricky one because it's their very belief that DNA is going to make them have cancer that makes them have cancer.
Right.
It's a self-fulfilling belief. And so they may turn to you and say, well, see, I told you. DNA told me I was at risk for a certain kind of cancer, and lo and behold, I have it. But at a much deeper level than DNA, DNA in a way is just conforming to our belief rather than causing our belief.
So, right.
The body will, in fact, change the way it's functioning to match our expectations. There's an amazing story about a woman who was a multiple personality disorder sufferer who was born blind, but she also was dealing with multiple personalities. And she came to a therapist who helped her work through her 10 different personalities. And one by one, 9 out of 10 of her personalities began to be able to see.
Wow.
But one, call it personality one, number one, never did regain or achieve the ability to see. But the amazing thing is that those personalities would come and go, right? So in a course of a day or 2 days or a week, she would be blind, not blind, blind, not blind, because that one personality was absolutely convinced to its roots that it was blind.
Right.
So that power of belief is kind of unimaginable for most of us, but it is something we're doing all the time. We are the size we are, the weight we are, the health we are, because we deeply believe in that reality.
Right, right. Isn't that amazing? I mean, it takes my breath away when I think about situations like that where you do have multiple personalities and they're capable of doing other things, like you said, being sighted, and personality one not being sighted, in order for them to integrate and actually bring all those pieces together and understand it's still one energy body. I mean, still one energy system that can turn on and off, I guess, just it's astounding to me that the human body is always listening and always ability to shift. And I really love what you say, the DNA conforming to us not conforming so much to the DNA. So lots to cover with that, because I'd really love to go into the thought process of transplants beyond that. Right now, folks, you're listening to Patty with my guest, Joseph Selby, and we're going to be right back and getting into more of the idea of miraculous healing. See you on the flip side.
Want to get that man or woman out of your mind? How about being in the right state of mind for getting that job promotion or staying positive to help boost your immune system? Want to break those old habits? Then it's time for an emotional cellular cleansing with Patty Conklin. You'll get a private 3-hour session in person by phone or by Zoom with 3 months of follow-up appointments, plus email support. But you'll have to do the work and homework materials are included. Find out more or to book your appointment, visit pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
If you're wondering if Patty can help you heal, why not book a free 15-minute consultation either by phone or by Zoom? It's a great way to see which of Patty's services is right for you. You'll discuss her services in detail and how they can apply to your specific situation. It's really a great place to start, and you can sign up for your free consultation by phone or Zoom on Patty's website, pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com. Get the help you need today. Sign up for your free consultation at pattyconklin.com.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
Okay, I get it. You're a doubting Thomas, and you don't want to pay for something unless you can know what it's all about. Well, now you can find out just what Patty Conklin's energy healing is all about. Go to pattyconklin.com to sign up for her free group energy adjustment, held every Wednesday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Experience for yourself the transformative energy designed to bring calm and healing to your life. Space is limited, so sign up now. Go to pattyconklin.com, click on services, and you're there.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Patty Conklin Show. I'm so excited to have you here. I'm just really loving having this conversation with my guest, Joseph Selby, about the physics of miraculous healing. And I kind of, moving in from our first segment, Joseph, I'd really love to talk about transplants. I had a friend few years ago who had a heart transplant, and I think modern Western is that you constantly have to have anti-rejection drugs in order to keep an organ functioning throughout the physical body. But I know there have been a couple of papers that have been written where people have been able to shift their antibodies in their body so that they didn't need the drugs anymore. Can you address that at all, about what happens within the energy body during a transplant, and how do we make it, and can we make it so that the body can accept the organ and move forward without more drugs?
Well, I think one fascinating aspect of transplants that I'm sure you're aware of is that oftentimes people who have the transplant start to go through personality changes that seem to come out of nowhere. And I think in fact, what they're experiencing is the kind of energy imprint of the donor, and that traits of the donor sometimes, you know, become a part of their new reality. As to the rejection, I think that aspect of transplants where personality changes occur gives us a hint as to how enduring, how, but at the same time, how mutable the energy level of our being is. So I would say, and this is not an area that I've explored a lot, but I would say that a major reason why people would have that fear of the organ rejecting the donor, or the donor, or the donee rejecting the organ, is really set up by their belief that it could happen. And that if you can get to that belief and read the kind of cases and stories that you mention where people have been able to go beyond that, then I think people can in fact change that belief and not have that occur. Belief is enormously powerful. There's a story of a man in a hospital situation many years ago, decades ago, Mr. Wright was his name, who had lymphoma, and he was near death. He had visible tumors. He had fluid in his lungs, a high degree of difficulty breathing. But he was told that there was a drug to be trialed in that hospital called cribiazin. And he got onto the trial and had this amazing recovery from his condition. Within a day, all the fluid drained out of his lungs, the tumors disappeared. He was up and healthy and checked out of the hospital.
Wow.
To make a somewhat long story short, he yo-yoed up and down depending on his belief in the power of this drug, cribiazin. He was very enthusiastically for it to begin with, and he healed really miraculously, extraordinarily rapidly.
Yeah.
But then he was told that the drug actually wasn't working very well. Other people weren't having good results. And he went back into his condition. And then his doctor, just to see what would happen, told him that there was a new cribiazin, an even more powerful version of it. And he was given that, and he recovered again.
Wow.
But then he read in a science journal that cribiazin had been proven to be utterly unreliable. And he crashed back into his condition, and this time he died.
Wow.
And that whole yo-yoing of miraculous healing to, in a way, you could say, miraculous illness, because it was just as rapidly returning as it was going away, was all due to how deeply he believed in that drug. So I think, in many ways, science, modern medicine, more particularly, sets us up to believe that there are certain illnesses that can't be cured. It sets us up to believe that, you know, without this drug or without that, that our condition is unchangeable. When
right.
In fact, the power of belief trumps all. And if you can get yourself to that belief, and I don't want to underestimate how difficult that is, how committed you have to be to overcome those kind of long-term, deeply held beliefs. But if you do it, you can fundamentally change your health.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's amazing when, you know, it's a blessing and a curse, I guess, in the modern era of being able to get on a search engine. You know, going to a doctor, the doctor is going to go through a list of, you know, possibilities of what could be wrong. And, you know, the average person goes home and starts Googling it or searching for it and finds, seems like the thing that they fear the most. And they go, oh, my goodness, I've got all of these, you know, check boxes. I fit all of this. And most of the time, I'll say most of the time, I have this belief that the disease created, you know, developed into that specific disease because they've convinced themselves that they had all the boxes checked and that's what it had to be. And I think that people overall, you know, if they can, you know, go to the doctor, if that's what they feel comfortable doing, and go to the doctor and talk to the doctor about what's going on and stop themselves from searching it and just kind of listening to what their body is saying, maybe we'd have less diagnoses. But once that diagnosis comes, then all of a sudden we're in the fear aspect, it seems like. And so let's talk about that a little bit more as we come back, because fear is so potent and powerful for people, and moving them away from that is awesome. Folks, you're listening to the Patty Conklin Show on Healthy Life Network. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you in just a minute.
The pulse of the blood in your veins means you're alive, but a high or low pulse could mean you're not in balance, which could cause problems. But now, Patty Conklin has found three ways that can constantly make sure your pulse is kept in balance so you can move easier through life. Subscribe to Patty's Healing Pulse today. It has a plethora of things to do, discounts, book club, and so much more. Visit pattyconklin.com to find out more about Patty's Healing Pulse subscriptions. That's pattyconklin.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
You may not be in the same room or even the same country, but Patty Conklin's remote energy work can help you heal whether you have an illness, emotional wounds, or are in spiritual turmoil. And she can do it remotely. You can choose your session time, too, starting from 30 minutes, 3 hours, or even 6-hour sessions. Healing energy. Healing you no matter where you are. Visit pattyconklin.com, scroll down to remote healing, and book your appointment now. That's remote healing at pattyconklin.com.
For the best in business class travel, count on Cheapo Air. Cheapo Air has the best price guarantee, 24/7 customer service, and easy booking online or by phone. To experience your hassle-free journey, start by going to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Cheapo Air.
If you're on PattyConklin.com, you might want to visit her store. There you can inexpensively buy powerful visualizations on a plethora of subjects, all to help you heal. Help rebuild your immune system, work with color or tonal energy, help remove fear and depression, and so much more. Plus, you can get Patty's best-selling book at her store, To Be Your Best Too. God Within is a great book to teach you how to use the lost knowledge of the universe to impact your physical life today. Visit our store at pattyconklin.com. You'll be glad you did. pattyconklin.com.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the Patty Conklin Show. My guest, Joseph Selby, having a great discussion on the physics of miraculous healing and just all that entails. And, you know, one of the things, Joseph, that I find with my clients is that they move into fear pretty rapidly when they go to the doctor. And I have this awesome doctor that I go in if something's wrong, and he says, well, what do you think's going on? And I'll say, I think it's this. And he'll say, you know what? I agree with you. What do you want to do? And kind of lets me control my own health care. But most people don't have that. They go into the doctor, and they're scared. They're waiting for the worst diagnosis to be given, it seems like. I mean, not consciously, but their body will be on edge and kind of shutting down its own energy field. How do we help people understand that miraculous healing really can happen, and that we're receiving information from Western medicine or Eastern medicine, whichever one they're choosing to go to? And I'm going to simplify it here. It's an opinion of what's taking place within the body, not a sensing. Can you talk to me a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think that's super important. What you're suggesting here is that people not immediately buy into what they're told, and especially what they're told from somebody who they would think was an authority, you know, that whose opinion they would typically embrace because they think this person is an expert. And if you get a negative diagnosis, I think one of the first things that you should try to do is, as you say, avoid fear, but do it methodically. Seek out its opposite. So one of the ways to seek out the opposite of fear is to have experiences of being safe, being connected, being part of something greater, that when you meditate, especially one of the transformative powers that meditation has on our feelings and on our beliefs is that we directly experience a sense of being more than just physical body. We experience being a immortal soul. And yeah. I think diving into feelings that are engendered by this, feelings of positivity, of joy, of peace, of safety, is the biggest antidote to the kind of almost reactive fear that comes from such a negative diagnosis. And then I think, you know, we've been trained, at least I was, from when I was quite young, that you want to avoid germs, right? This strong theory that we should stay away from people because who have colds or flu or whatever, because we're going to get it, right? And
yep.
I think that you can kind of spin that into a higher octave of behavior that is even better, which is avoid people who have negative thoughts, avoid books that have negative thoughts, avoid... Mm-hmm. diagnoses that have negative thoughts, and stay away from the germs of negative belief and embrace only the positive. I think the people who are successful in overcoming cancer are the ones who are successful in staying focused solely on the positive potential and not letting the negative potential, you know, creep up on them and take them over and make them feel depressed and that it's inevitable, but to stay with the positive, to stay with the potential of a cure, no matter what. Avoid the germs of negative belief, avoid the germs of negative emotions, and embrace positivity. Even if you don't succeed in overcoming the illness, you will succeed in feeling a great sense of well-being, love, safety, peace, because
right.
you're connecting deeper to who and what you really are.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that for some people, you know, when they're going through a disease process and they don't feel good, and, you know, their emotions start getting down, it just seems like the pain increases. And those folks who are going through the same disease process, who can stay positive despite not feeling fantastic, really, I don't want to say breeze through the disease, but it seems like they have a lot more well-being and peace about them. In going through the process, if they can stay in that positive aspect.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. So I have this theory, Patty's theory. Back in the day before we had microscopes, haven't lived quite that long, but back in the day before microscopes, it just seems like, you know, our languaging, you know, got a bum knee. You know, got a crick in my back, you know, whatever the description was before we really got to the point where we were able to look at different cells, our languaging was very neutral. And in today's world, we're very language specific in terms of a diagnosis. How much do you think that plays into diseases being more compounded or people getting them faster or, you know, the hysteria that comes out about, you know, whether it was COVID or, you know, whatever it is? How much do you think communication has changed to become so linear and specific versus neutral?
I think the trend has changed enormously, if for no other reason than, as you mentioned previously, there's so much information out there that you can access now through the internet that it gives people who have that, you know, that fear, that concern, or that belief that illness is all about atoms and molecules and interactions and DNA and it gives them a huge amount of fuel for their concerns.
Yeah.
But it's a mixed blessing because you can also go out and use that same tool to find alternative perspective on your
right.
life, that you can find
right.
your way to energy healers. You can find your way to understanding
yeah.
that you need to heal your emotions rather than your physical body, for example.
Absolutely. Let's continue that on the flip side because it's really important. You're listening to the Patty Conklin Show. We'll see you in just a minute.
Patty Conklin is busy, but she's never too busy for you, and there are lots of ways to get a healing session with her. You can even get one via Zoom or by phone. With 29 years in the business of energy healing, Patty has a unique and remarkable ability to connect with your energy to help you heal on a mind-body-spirit level. From angst to pain, you can get help from Patty. Book a half-hour healing session and embark on your own personal healing journey. Visit pattyconklin.com and click on services. That's pattyconklin.com.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Want to get that man or woman out of your mind? How about being in the right state of mind for getting that job promotion or staying positive to help boost your immune system? Want to break those old habits? Then it's time for an emotional cellular cleansing with Patty Conklin. You'll get a private 3-hour session in person by phone or by Zoom with 3 months of follow-up appointments, plus email support. But you'll have to do the work and homework materials are included. Find out more or to book your appointment, visit pattyconklin.com. That's PattyConklin.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
If you're wondering if Patty can help you heal, why not book a free 15-minute consultation either by phone or by Zoom? It's a great way to see which of Patty's services is right for you. You'll discuss her services in detail and how they can apply to your specific situation. It's really a great place to start, and you can sign up for your free consultation by phone or Zoom on Patty's website, pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com. Get the help you need today. Sign up for your free consultation at pattyconklin.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
You are listening to the Patty Conklin Show on Healthy Life Network. Thank you so much for being here. And my guest today, Joseph Selby, been having a wonderful conversation about miraculous healing and the whole physics behind it. And I want to kind of pick up where we left off on just the whole aspect of people searching, getting more scared when they get on the Internet, when they're afraid of receiving something. What would you recommend people if they've been ill and or not feeling well? Do they run to the doctor? Do they talk to their body? I mean, I'm a big proponent of listening to what the body's saying and not going into fear about what I think it might be, and yet being realistic in terms of what needs to happen. What do you recommend for folks?
Well, the first thing I would recommend, and there's many things that we can do and should do, depending on the, you might say, the depth of your symptoms, is to first ask yourself, how are you doing on an inner level? How are your emotions? How are your beliefs? Emotions in particular are, I think, one of the first things that we should look at to ask ourselves, well, am I having this flu experience or this COVID experience because I have upset the balance of my physical body by having upset the balance of my emotions? That it's really clear, even from Western medicine perspective, that most illnesses have to do with negative emotions. So
yeah,
that would be the first place I would recommend anybody start to look, is what's happening on a deeper level within me. Why is this illness coming into being? And it's typically because perhaps you've been harboring some kind of negative emotion for some time. It might be sadness, might be grief, might be anger, might be despair. And by harboring it, you're literally distorting your subtler energy body. And that distortion in your subtle energy body is manifesting in your physical body. And if we have, one sad emotion today, but then return to a joyful state or a happy state or a feeling of well-being more or less immediately, that emotion's not going to have any lasting impact on the physical body. But if we harbor that for a long period of time, then gradually cellular function begins to break down in particular parts of the body in response to that continued disharmonious vibration in our subtle energy body. So that's the number one place to look, is am I causing this on an emotional level? And the answer is almost always yes. That is often brought on by stress. A lot of people think stress is just that you're working hard, but it's not that. It's that you're emotionally reacting to the fact that you're working hard and that
right.
you're resisting it. And so you may need to make real changes in the way you are living your life in order to overcome certain diseases. Otherwise, even if the body responds positively to medications or treatment, you're not changing the cause of that condition. You're not
Correct.
Changing the actual underlying emotion. You're just kind of putting off the day that you're going to eventually reach where that
Right.
condition becomes untreatable by the kind of medicines and treatments that you took before.
Right.
So start there
Right.
always.
So important. So important. So, Joseph, how do people find you? What have you got coming up these days as we move into 2025?
Well, I am a kind of hermit writer, so I don't get out very often. But you can find out more about me and the articles I've written, the books I've written, especially on my website, josephselby.com. And the spelling of my last name is somewhat unusual. It's S-E-L-B-I-E rather than S-E-L-B-Y. So it's Joseph Selby with an IE.com. But the main way to find out what I'm thinking and doing and the work I'm doing is you can find in my book. And my latest book, The Physics of Miraculous Healing, is available pretty much on all retail sites, especially Amazon. You can get it as a Audible book, Kindle book, print book, anywhere
yeah.
in the world.
I think the last time we spoke, we were talking about your book, The Physics of God. And that was fascinating. Fascinating. Really enjoyed that book. And I'm not much of a reader. So I'll look forward to reading The Physics of Miraculous Healing and looking at how that pertains to everyday life. I mean, I think that your insights in science and spirituality, the meditation aspects of things are invaluable. I mean, I think that it really helps people that are not into necessarily metaphysics or the spiritual aspects, but more science-based to really understand, that from my point of view, these two walk hand in hand and aren't necessarily separate and don't need to be separate within our life. That science can really back up a lot of what takes place in the body in a positive aspect. What would you leave our listeners with today?
Well, what I always leave listeners with is urging them to meditate. I think it's the single most important thing that we can do to keep a sense of resilient, positive mental outlook, resilient health. It can increase your well-being at a very, very deep level, allow you to experience your innate soul qualities of joy and peace. It is, I think, common to be a great thing, but I really urge people to go beyond thinking it's a great thing and actually incorporate it into their lives as a daily methodical part of what they do to stay well and improve.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I so appreciate you being on today to talk to our listeners and the valuable information that you always give out. So thank you so much, Joseph, for being on today. And folks, you've been listening to the Patty Conklin Show, and I really look forward to talking to you next week. Take care, everyone.
Okay, I get it. You're a doubting Thomas, and you don't want to pay for something unless you can know what it's all about. Well, now you can find out just what Patty Conklin's energy healing is all about. Go to pattyconklin.com to sign up for her free group energy adjustment, held every Wednesday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Experience for yourself the transformative energy designed to bring calm and healing to your life. Space is limited, so sign up now. Go to pattyconklin.com, click on services, and you're there.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
The pulse of the blood in your veins means you're alive, but a high or low pulse could mean you're not in balance, which could cause problems. But now, Patty Conklin has found three ways that can constantly make sure your pulse is kept in balance so you can move easier through life. Subscribe to Patty's Healing Pulse today. It has a plethora of things to do, discounts, book club, and so much more. Visit pattyconklin.com to find out more about Patty's Healing Pulse subscriptions. That's pattyconklin.com.
VMware is a fresh perspective for virtualization on the cloud. Shaping the future, this all-in-one platform delivers virtual cloud service on any cloud. Visit our HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on VMware.
If you're on PattyConklin.com, you might want to visit her store. There you can inexpensively buy powerful visualizations on a plethora of subjects, all to help you heal. Help rebuild your immune system, work with color or tonal energy, help remove fear and depression, and so much more. Plus, you can get Patty's best-selling book at her store, To Be Your Best Too. God Within is a great book to teach you how to use the lost knowledge of the universe to impact your physical life today. Visit our store at pattyconklin.com. You'll be glad you did. Pattyconklin.com.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.